welcome to Sunday Worship right here on this Sunday, March the 30th, 2014. How you doing? My name is Joey Kroll. So good to spend some time with you today. If you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And we try to saturate this program within the Word of God. And we try to have a theme for each and every program as well. And today, we're going to be focusing on adoration for the King. Oh, yes, we're talking about King Jesus, the Son of the Living God, Jesus. So adoration for our King. So we'll take a look at some great scriptures that point to Jesus Christ and applications to encourage you to walk with Him daily. So sit back, relax as we focus on adoration for the King right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Come to the Lord, all who are weary. Come to the Lord, come and find rest. Come to the Lord, hearts that are yearning. Come to the Lord, come and be blessed.
Goodness,
come worship the Lord. For
title song, Shannon Wexelberg, Come Let Us Worship the Lord. And welcome to Sunday Worship, and today we're focusing on adoration for the King. Isaiah 62:11 says, "The Lord has made proclamation to the ends of the earth. Say to daughter Zion, see, your Savior comes, see, his reward is with him." You know, I came across this quote the other day, and the author is not really known, but whoever he or she is surely wise. It says, "If our greatest need had been information, God would have sent us an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, God would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent us an economist. If our greatest need had been pleasure, God would have sent us an entertainer. But our greatest need was forgiveness, so God sent us a Savior." Amen, amen. See, God sent us a Savior that we may know His forgiveness. But not only know that forgiveness, God sent us a Savior so that we, who have been given the privilege of this knowledge, might go and share the good news of His forgiveness with all the world. Friend, let's cherish that forgiveness today. Let's worship Him today and say, "Thank you, Jesus, for giving me something I could not give myself."
Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. He is our God. He is our God. Worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Beautiful song. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio, and today we're talking about adoration for the King. Revelation chapter 5, verse 6, "And behold, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain." You know, the word mist in the Greek is muros, which literally means the middle. And in the muros of the throne in heaven is the Lamb of God, the very focus of heaven, the center of the attention of everyone and everything is the Lamb of God. So if all of heaven is centered on the Lamb of God, how much should every doctrine should be centered on him? And how much more should our lives be centered on the Lamb that was slain for us? So let us keep our eyes on him, who is also the center of our life and of our worship. That's right. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Fred, how you doing? Happy Sunday. Happy weekend. My name is Joey Kroll. Always a pleasure to spend some time here with you. It's kind of hard to believe that Tuesday is going to be a brand new month. April the 1st begins on Tuesday. Yep, we're wrapping up the days of March. And March has been truly a busy month for our family. My wife had a birthday. We had our anniversary. And then the kids had so many different events going on at school. But hey, praise the Lord, it is officially spring. So good to know that spring is here. The grass will be greener, the flowers will be blooming, and butterflies will be flying around. Praise the Lord. Well, Fred, I pray that your weekend is going well. And if I can be praying for you any way I can, shoot me an email. I'd love to be praying for you. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's Joey, J-O-E-Y, at greatnewsradio.org. And today we're talking about adoration for the King, of course, King Jesus. You know, Robert A. Cook, one of the presidents at King's College in New York, was speaking at the Moody Bible Institute many years ago, and he said that the day before that he had been at a gathering in Washington and talked with a vice president, talked with President Ronald Reagan. Obviously, this was years ago. He had spoken to all these individuals, and then he said with a smile, "But that's nothing, because today I talked with God." Oh, friend, what an amazing privilege it is that the Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth, ruler of all, perfect in holiness and righteousness, the one and only completely and totally just, loving, merciful, omnipresent, omnipotent God, calls us his children and cares for our every little need. Thank you, Jesus. Let's give him the honor that he deserves. Let's give him the worship that he deserves.
See how great, how great. Look for him is a wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory.
Friend, thank you so much for your ear for the last 30 minutes or so. I always enjoy spending some time with you. You can find out more about this radio ministry. You can find out more about Great News Radio at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Now, if you need to get a hold of me, if you have a prayer request, maybe even a song request, question, or even a comment, I love to hear from you. Enjoy hearing from you each and every week. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. joey@greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, remember as you go about your week this week, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.